Hello? Yeah, so can you hear me clearly now?
Yes, the voice is very clear.
Okay, thank goodness. All right, so anyway, how's your day gone?
Oh, today is very cold now. I'm still a little busy.
I'm a little busy. But why? What are you doing, by the way?
Because approaching to the Chinese New Year, we should deal with a lot of claims, and we should prove some maybe some.
Some preparations you need to prepare for the Chinese New Year.
No. Some plans maybe for the new year.
Okay, and January 22 or 23, was it? Your New Year.
Yes.
Okay,
Yes,
and
this year is 22, 23, but
yeah.
the next year maybe it is 14 or 15
Okay.
February.
Yeah. All right. So 23, that would be Monday. So, well, since it's your holiday, of course, maybe you cannot attend the class, right?
Yes, maybe I should stop our class for 1 week.
For 1 week. So that means
Maybe.
to say 23, 24, 25, 26, and 27.
Yes, to 27. Yes.
Wow, it will be my holiday also. I'm so Yoo-hoo! So wow. I have plans for that as well. Actually, speaker told us about it, that we might not have a class on 23 until 27. But of course,
Yes.
since it's not our holiday, we still have to go to work by that time. Yeah, but
No.
now
Yes,
I'm
at that time I go back to my hometown.
Yes, I believe
So, yes.
so. Yeah, so the of course, since it's holiday, we wouldn't have any students by then, right?
Yes, maybe.
I'm so happy, you know. Oh, I hope it's already 23 to 27.
Yes, you should have a long holiday.
I'm waiting for that because, you know, we have such a short holiday. We only have 2 days, and it's very unlucky for us because the holiday fell on a weekend, so it seems like a holiday at all.
Yes.
So unlucky, you know, January 1 and 2 falls on a weekend. So it's
Yes,
very
January
unlucky.
1, 2.
Yes, that is why I'm looking forward for January 23.
Yes.
All right, anyway, let's talk about the topic today, okay?
Okay,
Yes,
please.
and like what we did before, I want you to be coherent in answering the question. Yeah? Organized, meaning to say that you have to have a complete answer. For example, for question number one, let's try, okay? What is
Okay.
the main means of transport in China?
The main means of transport in China. I think in China, there are several means of transport. For example, if I go to a place in the same city, we will choose the public transportation to shopping center, hospital, garden, or restaurant. If we go to a place which is not in the same province, but nearby the city, which is not in the same city, but nearby the city.
Okay. What?
For example, yeah.
Go ahead, please.
For example, I go back to my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Because my hometown and my working place is in the same province,
mm-hmm.
but in the different city. I will choose the short distance bus or coaches.
What is the best means of transport for you?
Best transport for you?
Yes.
Yeah, if I go to a place in the same city, I will choose the bus, public bus.
The public bus.
Yes. Yeah, if I go back to my hometown, I will choose the short distance bus.
The short
or
distance.
Trains.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Or trains.
Okay. All right. I want to ask this question. Let's say you will ride a bus, okay, from your city.
Yes.
How much would you pay for one ride?
How much?
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe 35 or 40 to 40 yuan.
Oh, maybe, goodness. That's a lot. 45.
No. Yeah, 45 yuan, maybe just $8, $7 to $8.
Yeah, for one ride, that is, right?
Yes.
No, actually, that's very expensive already.
Ah, that's yeah. Very expensive?
Yeah, okay, let's try. $45, that's about, I mean, 45 Chinese yen, right?
Yes.
$5. Okay, well, I could buy 1 case of Coke in $5.
1 case of Coke?
Yeah, of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Coca-Cola.
Yes. All right, how much is 1 bottle of Coca-Cola in China? Or 1 can of Coca-Cola?
I seldom drink the Coca-Cola.
Okay. How about 1 bottle of water?
1 bottle of water.
Water.
Maybe water, yes, maybe 1 or 2 yuan.
1 or 2 yen, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
The same as what my other student told me a while ago. Okay, she
yeah.
mentioned that one, maybe because she was living in another city, so she said that 1 bus ride is maybe 1 yen.
Yes, I see. She said the bus is public transportation.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yes. The public transportation, the price of most of buses is 1 or 2 yen.
Mm-hmm. But why did you say 45? That's a lot.
Yes, I mean the journey from my working place to my hometown, I should take a bus.
Oh, so you will pay
traveling
45.
Bus. Yeah, traveling bus.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. The how much do you spend in 1 day?
1 day?
Mm-hmm.
I know my family should cost two or three thousand yuan.
In 1 day?
A month.
A month.
2 or 3 thousand Yeah, a month, yes. Maybe 20 to 30 yuan a day.
20 to 30 yen a day. And would you consider that enough? Or just living, you know, not so much?
I think that is enough.
That is enough.
If
already.
We don't want, yes, if we don't want to buy any luxury or expensive mm-hmm. goods, mm-hmm. I think that's enough.
That is enough already. Okay. Well, yes. I'm sorry for asking this question though. How much do you pay a speaker? Yeah, at the speaker. I mean in this online English class.
I spend 10,000.
10,000. 10,000.
Yeah, 10,000, yeah.
For 1 month?
No, for 1 year, maybe.
Oh, that's for 1 year. So you enrolled at speaker for 1 year?
Yes. I want to learn much.
All right.
So I think 1 year is enough.
Mm-hmm. So 10,000 for 1 year, that would be how much in 1 month? I'm sorry, I'm so bad in
math.
How much
in math? Less than 1,000. Yeah, 1,000 yen.
Or 800 yen in 1 month.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. If I learn English in speaker for 6 months,
you will
I should still pay 10,000 yen. So I think 1 year is cheaper.
1 yen is cheaper. Oh, I see. Okay, wow. I never thought that you paid that much at speaker. Yeah, because
I think the price I spend is much cheaper than others because I pay more attention to speakers activities, discount activities.
Oh, you
speakers
know?
Discount activities before, mm-hmm. so I enjoy a lower price than others.
That's great though. But you know what? The payment you gave for speaker for 2 months is more than the salary we have in 1 month. Oh, come on. No kidding. I was computing right here. And yeah, 800, let's say you pay 850 yen for 1 month, right? 850
yes.
for 1 month. And that's almost 3/4 of our monthly salary at speaker.
Yes, you can gain 800 yen a week. Yes.
Yeah, I could do that though.
Yeah, that's great. I think.
Mhm. Well, you gave me an idea. Maybe I could set up my own business like speaker. And instead of getting 10,000 from students, which I think is very expensive, I should only get 5,000 for 1 year.
But I think someday you can get a car.
It's just a dream though. You know, I'm very... how could I say this? I'm very grateful to speaker because they gave me such an amazing student like you guys. And I'm,
thank you.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for that. Because if not for them, I wouldn't have met someone like you.
Yes, I think speaker still gave me a chance to meet you, to talk with you,
yes.
Because you are the first foreign teacher I ever talked with.
So I guess let's make this a very, very entertaining and interactive and educational and informative lesson then.
Yeah.
I hope I'm teaching a lot to you. That's my worry.
Yeah.
You know, that's my worry. Even though I do my best, or even though I always do my best in class, I'm scared that I don't teach something good to my students. I think
you always will. You're always good at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
I see. Okay, I think though that's the worry of most teachers, if not all teachers, right? They worry that, you know, because you know it's so difficult to teach, right? So difficult to teach. And one more thing, it's too difficult to get the attention of students. Of course, I'm lucky because you are always attentive, you are always cooperative. But other students, especially if they are very young, oh my goodness, it's so hard to get their attention. Sometimes they are sleeping in class.
Sleeping in class.
Sometimes, what are you saying? Oh, I'm sorry, teacher. Can we have the class tomorrow? Oh, come on. You paid for this class. You should at least learn something. I know, but I'm too sleepy. I cannot.
Too sleepy.
Yeah, right. And, of course, we cannot force students to study, right?
Because if I want to learn this language, I should pay more attention to our classes.
Exactly.
But the student, if he or she doesn't want to achieve a goal, she or he just want to have a class with a teacher, matter what the teacher say. I think it is a bad news for teachers.
Exactly. Yeah, because you know what? Even though I'm just doing something like this, it's so easy, I could say, but I want every student of mine to learn something from me. It would be useless to just talk and talk and talk without teaching something. So what's the use?
It is not useless.
What's the use of talking if you don't like to learn, right? That's very important. It's very important to be attentive always, especially because you paid a lot in learning. So at least you must get something from that, right?
Yes. I think some students may not know the importance of money because they are so young.
But for you, you know
they
already.
Yes, because I think money is not very easy to get to earn. So I think I have to learn more from you.
Yes, of course. And don't worry, I will do my best to teach you all the things that you have to know with English.
Yeah, maybe someday I will go to see you, then we will have a hot talking.
Of course. Even now, you know, even now you can. In fact, you can carry a conversation. And I remember what you've told before. You said that you seem to not improve, right? I remember you told me that. In fact, you did. You did improve. Every day, I admire your courage. I admire your determination to improve your English skills. And I'm telling you, I'm telling you that you are doing good.
But I think that is not enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but consider that as a setback, okay? Consider that as your inspiration. If you think that is not enough, then you can do better.
Yes, I want to travel in America someday. Mm-hmm. Then I can talk freely with a foreigner.
Yes, okay. So instead, I suggest that instead of answering the questions in the book, which, by the way, are very easy questions, why don't we have, normal conversations? So that when you go out, even though if you don't have the textbook, let's say you are on the train or on the subway and you suddenly meet a foreigner. So you can talk to her, you can talk to him without hesitation, full of confidence, right? Yeah, so let's try to practice that in class, right?
Okay.
Being able to converse with foreigners in every situation. Would you like that?
Yes, I'd like to.
Okay, great. So maybe we can talk for 5 minutes about the daily topic and then talk for 15 minutes about some questions we would like to know. Okay, you can ask questions for me, I can ask questions for you, and it's like, talking, you and me talking heart to heart, anything under the sun, about politics, entertainment, business, life, family, friendship, anything.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Okay, and before we end this class, though, I remember I gave you an assignment.
Yes, about how to take a conversation when you first meet a person.
Exactly. Yeah. So may I hear some formal greetings or some greetings and expressions?
Yes, I reviewed my books, my classes. There are some useful phrases to use in the first time, such as, where are you from? It is so easy, but yesterday I can't remind it.
I can't remember it, right?
Yeah, remember it.
Okay, what? No, don't be. Right? Sometimes we tend to forget things. This morning, I don't know where I put my eyeglasses. And I remember it's at the top of my head. Oh, goodness, I'm getting old.
You're getting old, yeah? I think so.
Okay. So you can say, I can't remember it.
Yeah, I can't remember it. Mm-hmm. Some useful phrases.
Yes. All right, but let's try to have a conversation, okay? Let's say we just met for the first time, okay?
Okay.
Right. Okay, you begin. How will you begin it?
Beginning?
Yes. How would you approach me?
Approach me? Where are you now?
Oh, no, come on, we haven't met yet, right? So let's say you walk towards me, and then you would say, hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
My name is Kong. Yeah.
Okay.
And may I know your name? All right.
May I know your name?
Yes. Okay. Since our time is over, I want you to make a script, right? Like two people talking, right? So you name the other person, person number one, and the other person, or A, B. A and B are talking to each other. How would you make a script out of that, right?
Okay. Yeah. I think we can talk about this tomorrow at the beginning of our class.
Yes. Okay. And we will have a role playing tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. So I'll see you tomorrow then, Kong. Have a good day.
Okay. See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.